Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Welcome to what I believe is episode 44. I'm guessing. I think it's 44. That's right. The Obama episode, the Derek Coleman episode, the Chili Davis episode, 44? Can't remember. I thought I knew more 44s than that, but I guess not. But once again, my podcast is late, and I apologize. I'm sorry. I figured what happened is injured shoulder, I would have a lot of free time, but I don't. I've been busy and I've been in pain. Not liking the pain meds, man. There's some side effects. There are some side effects. And I was up to like 5 o'clock the other morning trying to take a dump and I couldn't. So I don't know how people take Oxycontin as a recreational drug if you can't shit. I don't understand that. If any of you guys are pill poppers, please tell me, how do you do it? How? I was literally on my toilet at like 4:45 in the morning, and I'm almost crying, and I'm like, I am ripping myself a new asshole right now. And I literally, oh, that was disgusting. I literally almost got on my phone, got on Facebook, and was like, you know what? I really want to take the time right now to tell any mothers out there that I really appreciate what they have done to give birth to a child. Because, I mean, that was some of the worst pain in my life. I hate opening the podcast with this topic, but it was terrible. The worst pain ever. I just wanted it to stop. And I'm like, women push babies out of their vagina every day. A baby. This shit ain't shit. And I wanted to shoot myself in the face. I understand the push gift now, ladies, because I felt like I deserved something when I was done. I was like, my wife, she should buy me a car. I deserve a car for that. I deserve a car, a ring, a necklace. I deserve something for that pain I just went through. God, this is awful. And again, I'm sorry, man. But as always, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. So the surgery went well. I was nervous, but they gave me a sedative, man. And it felt like I had like a warm, like movie theater butter running through my veins. I was just like, man, this is dope. This is nice. And I barely remember them putting a mask on me. And then I just remember waking up in the recovery unit. They were like, hey, what's going on? And I was confused for a little while. And then they sent my black ass home. So I've been down for about a week right now. It's getting better. Taking it out the sling. And I have the sling that has that big cushion thing. So it's not fun. Not fun at all. Can't really get comfortable. I have to sleep sitting up. But hopefully the recovery isn't too long, man. Because I got to get out of this sling. I can't get comfortable. You know? I'm like constantly just trying to adjust. So my back, my neck hurts. Just trying to find a comfortable way. That way I don't really, you know, I'm not putting pressure on my arm. Couldn't take a bath for 5 days. So I'm taking whole bass for 5 days. That was fun. I got to give a shout out to all my lefties. I don't know how you wipe your ass. I have no idea how you do it. Someone summed it up perfectly on my Facebook page. It's like my left arm is just shorter than the other. I don't know. I have no idea how I wiped my ass for 35 years. I don't know. And I have a newfound respect for people that have a physical disability, man, because I mean, this is awful. And there's people that there's people that live their lives with an entire leg missing, and they're just like, yeah, this is me. They lift weights, they run, they do all type of shit. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? It's always people that have like a physical disability that they get motivated and they get all shredded and ripped. And I'm like, how do they do that? And I think I kind of figured it out just a little bit. I think when you're hurt, when you're down, you have a lot of time to think. A lot of time to think. And it's just like, you can either sulk in what happened to you or what you're going through, or it can motivate you. I mean, not to say that I got to any dark places, but I could see, like, if you go through something like traumatic, like losing a limb, you can get to some pretty dark places. But I mean, you get real with yourself, you know. And two, when you're not fully functional, you realize the damage you've done to your body, because trying to do things with one hand or one arm or one foot, leg, you just realize, like, damn, I'm not as flexible. Like, I can't twist like that because I'm just too stiff. You just start to really think about the damage you do to your body, you know, especially if you take a meds. You can't, if you're drinking, you really can't drink. So you got a sober mind all the time. And you kind of have to go through that period where you can only put good things into your body, or you can't put you just can't put the bad things that you like to put into your body, into your body. And you just start to become more self-aware of what you've done to your physical self over the years, you know? So I find that very interesting. I think I understand that a little bit more. You know, when you see those videos on YouTube or Facebook of someone that's a paraplegic and now they're skiing, or they're doing like X Games type skateboarding stuff in their wheelchair. It's like, how do you even, or the people that are amputees that lift weights and they just get in great shape. It's just like, how did you even get yourself to do that? So all in all, seeing my body intimately over the last 5 days or a week, I'm just like, you know what? You look like shit, Chris. You got to get it together. I know I could be way worse. Way worse. I'm a big dude. I'm someone skinny, you know, 6'2", 260. I keep that in my mind too. There's people who would love to have my body. You know, I know that sounds weird. But there's people, you see them out in public or whatever, they look at you and go, man, I wish I was in that dude's shape. You know, so I try not to be too hard on myself, but I got to take better care of myself, man. I go through some shit, man, where I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to have 9 beers tonight. And I shouldn't do that. Let's have this pizza. Just can't do that, man. Especially at my age, man. I'm getting into that heart attack range, you know? I'm getting into that age where it's just like, you're going to have people you know that you in the high school with, like, yeah, that dude fucking died in a meeting. He had a massive coronary. And it's like all the hot wings and beer and shots and the cigarette, all that shit is slowly catching up on you. You know what I mean? It's like you're running this race and it's like all that shit's way behind you. And as you get older, all those drinks, all those wings, all the nachos, all the cheese, all the steaks, all the fucking fried food, it slowly gets faster. And it's just like you look back and it's just like, oh, fuck, there it is. It's right there. It's catching up. It's catching up. But you just keep doing it and you get slower and slower and it gets closer and closer. And next thing you know, it's on your heels. You're grabbing your chest in front of all your coworkers and you're down. You're done. So I got to fix that shit, man. I got to start. I don't eat really bad. I just eat too much. And I like beer. So I got to scale it back. So I am going to, put it out there. I have to, because if I don't, I feel like I can just kind of like lie about it. So, what's today? The 20th? All right. What's today? Today is Wednesday. All right, I'm going to give myself a day or two. Do I want to do it on a weekend? I'm not going to go crazy. I'll say that. I'm not going to go crazy because I usually don't. I'm not going to go crazy. But Monday, what's today? The 20th? 15th. I had surgery on the 15th. 7 days after that. No, 6 days. So today's the 21st. 21st. So that means tomorrow's the 22nd, 29th. I cannot. I need a calendar, but I don't want to. I don't want to X out of this app. Okay, so what's today? The 21st. Tomorrow's the 22nd. 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. 25th. I don't know. I'm wasting too much time trying to figure this out because I am not smart. Today's the 21st, 19, 7, 26. Yes, Monday the 26th. I got it. Monday the 26th. Starting my diet. I'm like 259 right now. 40 pounds, people. 40 pounds. I probably lost 5 pounds trying to figure out the date. I probably sweated 5 pounds of water weight right there trying to figure that out. So the 25th, starting on October 25th, I'm on my way to drop 40 pounds, get down to 220. And I need to do it, let's see, they say a pound or two a week. That's 20 weeks. That's like five. Jesus Christ, that's a long time. All right, so by my birthday, by March 1st, I need to be down 40 pounds. I think that's enough time. That's enough time. March 1st. March 22nd. I'm sorry, what am I talking about? March 1st. March 22nd, by my birthday, I need to weigh 220. All right? So starting October 25th, dropping 40 pounds, I need to get down to 220 by my birthday, March 22nd. So, just putting it out there. And I guess I'll do weekly weigh-ins. I'm taking Bill Burr's model. Do weekly weigh-ins. I'll have a goal to set, you know, a pound or two a week, and just go from there. So 2 weeks, 40 pounds. I don't think I'm doing this math right. I'm so stupid. I am dumb. I don't know. But by my birthday, March 22nd, I want to lose 40 pounds. God, I sound like a complete moron. I hope people listen to this and just laugh at me. Because I can't do math right now. I can't even. Oh, so what did I want to talk about this week? It was, damn it. Oh, yes. Oh, before I mention that, So last week I wanted to mention, and I can't remember if I did. I don't think I did. So there's this Republican senator from Puerto Rico. This dude ran on these platforms of, you know, just, you know, typical GOP bullshit, you know, just really anti-gay, all that type of shit. So this guy, he was a heavier set guy. This goes along because it goes with weight loss. That's why this kind of sticks with the theme. So this guy's kind of a heavy set guy, right? Again, ran on all these anti-gay platforms, all this kind of stuff, values, blah, blah, blah. So this dude starts losing weight, right? And he gets busted on a gay website, having pictures on a gay website, which is like, okay, that's cool. You know, you're a hypocrite. But this dude had pictures of his asshole on the website, like him spread eagle on these gay websites. And they're like, yo, what's up with these pictures? And he's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I was losing weight. You know, I just started taking pictures of myself. And, you know, I just, it's like, I get it. People take progression photos all the time. But not once have I ever seen somebody go, hey, look at my asshole. Look how small it looks now. You know? It's like, hey, honey, does my asshole look big in these jeans? Why? Who takes pictures of their asshole? I love when these dudes get caught, man. It's just hilarious. And then his excuse, I was losing weight, you know. What kind of excuse is that? Oh, God. So shout out to that dude. Now, I guess he's come out as gay. you know, congratulations to that guy, man. You can finally live your life. You don't have to live in a closet. But, I mean, to get busted and to literally have pictures of your asshole put out there like, hey, check this dude out. Hilarious. Love it. Shout out to him. Oh, this is what I want to talk about. I kind of end up a lot of time trying to figure out what fucking day it was. I'm sorry. But there's a movie. It's a Netflix original with Idris Elba. And it's called Beast of No Nation. And it's a story about this little kid. His name was Agu. They don't really give the country, but it's a West African country that's, you know, war torn. His family is killed. He runs into the jungle and he's picked up by this he's like a warlord, if you will, like a commander of a band or a like a little small infantry of child soldiers. And it's a very, very powerful movie, man. Idris kills it in this movie. The little boy Agu, he's an incredible actor. And just to see what this little boy went through, man, it's insane. Because the story, spoiler alert, the story starts out with him talking about his family. His dad's a teacher. You know, he has a great, you know, home life. He's just a fun-loving little kid who likes to play. He has an older brother. You know, just like any other kid, man. Just fun-loving kid. Great smile. Just a happy child. And then this horrific thing happens to him. And he gets taken by these guys. And just to watch him slowly turn into this murderous animal that has no empathy. And he's pumped with drugs. You know, just, he's sexually molested. And just to watch him progress or regress into this primal killing machine that just doesn't really give a fuck about anybody else. It's crazy, you know? It's crazy. But there are times where he kind of has bouts where, like, I don't want to do this, like, where his true personality, it's not suppressed completely. It tried to emerge, but it can't, just because of the environment he's in, and just the things that guy has those kids do, man. It's unreal. And as I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, man, this is such a parallel to what goes on in these poor inner cities in this country where you have these kids who don't have a family, just like Agu, you know. But it's just not to this extreme level in some cases. And I know a lot of kids here do some horrific stuff, you know, but these kids in Africa, man, you can't even begin, you know, to even compare them having to go out and chop up people, you know, as a 7-year-old. But again, I don't like to compare people's plight, but I'm watching this movie and I see all these young, you know, these beautiful black people, man, these young kids, man, these gorgeous kids, man, you can tell they're so innocent, but they've been brainwashed by this guy, you know? And just to watch them all turn into animals, I was just thinking, man, this happens in America, but just not on the same scale. You get these kids in the inner city that, you know, the dad's not there for whatever reason, or the mom's not there, and they just have no family, just like how Agu didn't have his family. And then this, the wrong / right charismatic person takes them under their wing and brainwashes them, you know, with all this bullshit of, you know, I'm your real family, you know, you got to come do this stuff for me, we're your family, we're going to be here for you, I need you to go out and sell this dope for me. These young girls, I need you to sell your body for me because I love you. If you love me, you'll do what we need to do to survive. And it was just such a powerful film for me to see. And I'm like, man, this is going on right here in Chicago, New York, parts of New York, just all over this country, man, and just in this bad areas where these kids are just being led astray because they don't have family. They don't have anybody to take them under their wing and they commit horrific crimes, atrocities, pretty much, you know, just to fit in. And I was just like, man, this is such a powerful film. So please, if you have time, check it out. It's called Beasts of No Nation with Idris Elba. And it's so sad. It's so sad. And I'm like, this goes on in America today, but just on a different level. But pretty much the same concept, you know? They find these kids. And I know a lot of those kids in the neighborhoods in this country, they're good kids, man. They're good kids. They're just lost. They don't have anybody to take them under the wing. And unfortunately, there's some people that they see that and they take advantage of that. And that shows you too, even those guys. The guys that do that are very, very smart, but misled. They didn't have somebody. Someone did that to them. They're like Lex Luthor. They're using all their good powers for bad. All that brain power is just being wasted on evil shit. So please, if you get a chance, check it out. Beasts of No Nation with the Idris Elba. I can't remember the little boy's name, but it's an excellent film. And I loved it, man. It's graphic, but it could have been way worse. They kind of touch on everything, but it doesn't. It's not like it just focuses on one thing, you know. So it's worth it. If you don't like graphic movies, it's not senseless graphic violence or things of that nature. There's a point to it, but it's done in a fantastic way. So please check it out. So. There's a show. That's a show. So please make fun of me for my calendar skills, which would totally suck. So that's it, man. So this tomorrow, Charlottesville, the Southern, we have an open mic there. So I'll have this up in about an hour. So if you hear this tonight, please come out if you're in Charlottesville. And that's the episode. Thank you, guys. Peace.